Hey, man.
Hey.
What'd you do this week?
Well, I got another 3D printer, so I've been printing things.
So you have like an army of
3D. Hey, ask the people who asked me to ask me to print them out like 70 cookie cutters, and I did it in like 2 days. So I don't want to hear it.
That's the problem when they find out you have one.
Yeah.
Hey man, can you print this for me?
But I also charge them.
I found this file online.
Oh yeah.
When you charge them, that's when they all go. I'll get back to you.
It was fine. I'm printing out cookie cutters for Susie right now. So
nice.
Yep.
Nice.
But I'm not charging her. So yeah. So not too bad of a week.
Did stuff this time.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I can, you know. You?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing.
You guys could have been at San Diego Comic-Con right now.
I was going to say, you know what's going on this week. We haven't been for a couple of years.
You should.
And,
I remember when, I mean, well, the thing is,
it kind of lost its luster for me.
I think it's just too much, too many people, and it's just too expensive.
I think that's the thing. It, for the price,
yeah.
I can go to three other big cons, like New York City Comic Con is really big.
That's one in January, right? Or is that Toy
February?
Fair?
No, it's in October because Toy Fair is in January, February.
Oh, okay. I think that's the one we're going to, maybe.
Yeah. And New York Comic Con is really big. I mean, it doesn't encompass the whole city like San Diego, but it's still pretty big. It's really great to go to.
I know. A couple of my friends are at San Diego Comic Con right now. So they released the new Sith Trooper.
Well, that's the thing. I don't have to go there because as soon as it happens, it's online.
Well, the thing online. Is...
Every other thing
well,
on
this,
Facebook.
Well, this weekend, they're dropping shit.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of trailers are dropping right now because a lot of trailers... because what they're doing is they're showing the trailers off of San Diego Comic-Con. So instead of somebody putting it online with their cell phone, they're just posting
it
on YouTube.
They're doing it themselves
and then monetizing it, which is hilarious. They're putting a trailer in front of a trailer. But yes, which is funny because a lot of my friends are at San Diego Comic-Con. Again, I'm with the 501st. And the Sith Trooper, one of my friends, was commissioned to wear the Sith Trooper. His name is Michael Bender, and I hate you so much.
The one from, like, the actual Sith Trooper outfit?
The new one. Oh. Yeah. Actually,
when he
posted it, I was all, everybody's like, it's like...
That's like winning the lottery.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, and let's see here.
He had to get pictures with the helmet off, right?
See, that was him, and we'll post a picture here.
Wow, so that's from the actual movie.
Yeah.
That's not what he made. That's
while you're here, because he is
benefits of being a 501st member.
Yeah. Dr. Bender.
Which I'm going to try to be here soon.
Yeah.
I ordered the soft parts.
Oh boy.
For my Boba.
Yeah.
And I got the rocket pack ordered.
Yeah, and I have a...
I'm already broke. And I'm not even halfway there.
It's so... the Boba Fett is the most expensive thing because it's so detail-oriented. I'm making a something I can't disclose because it's for next year's celebration. But I'm printing it out now, and you've already seen it, but you just not say anything.
I won't spoil it.
Yeah, but we'll do a release. We're going to do a...
An unveiling?
An unveiling, yeah, before we go to Celebration, next August. So wait for it. It's another year and 2 months out. Talking about the trailers dropping.
Yeah, I'm kind of got mixed feelings about that one.
Top Gun Maverick. Okay. So
I love Ed Harris, but he's like 120 years old now, and just
You think he'd be retired by now?
Well, I don't think he does any flights anymore.
Well, no, I'm saying this like you were in the military. You know, how long can you go in the military?
As officer, generals and admirals and stuff like that.
Yeah,
pretty much whenever they want to quit, most of the time.
So he was second star admiral.
Yeah, it's just that. Tom Cruise. This is what 30 years later.
Yeah,
he's been flying for 30 years, so
and he's still a captain,
a top-notch pilot. Well, that's that whole Kirk thing, you know. Oh, you've been in here forever, and you're just a captain. Well, don't follow the rules. So yeah, I mean that part's kind of cool. I don't think we'll see Val Kilmer because unfortunately he's got
throat cancer.
So yeah. I don't think he can speak his lines. Maybe a cameo.
Well, if you Google it, it actually shows him in this one.
Really? Because the trailer I watched, it didn't have him in there. So that would be cool. But, even if it's just a cameo, you got to see Iceman.
Yeah, you got to see Iceman. Probably can't do that too well with his cancer. But yeah, I have mixed feelings of it. The cool thing is that it showed, like, when I was watching Tom Cruise, and I'm just thinking Tom Cruise actually flew a jet, but he probably did. But, like, the cinematics of it, like him leaving off of a...
Off the carrier
looks amazing. Don't get me wrong.
With that initial bump in his head.
It looks.
If you're into flying type movies, it looks like it's. It captures the same feel as the first Top Gun.
And you know, it's like one of those
things. He does go inverted.
Yeah. I mean, the visuals, of course, looks amazing because, of course, it's Top Gun. It's Tom Cruise. He only does, you know, $150 million freaking movies. At least, I don't know what the budget is on this. But yeah, I'm going to go see it. I can't wait. I like the first one. And I think, like I said, remember we were talking about that Hollywood just kind of ran out of ideas?
Hey, you know what used to be popular?
Yeah.
Let's remake that. Because they're remaking Rocko's Modern Life now.
No, they are not.
They are. Oh my God. In a movie.
I would watch that.
Rocko's guy. I'm going to be in line for it.
I literally just saw that. Edward Furlong. Let's move on to another.
That took me by surprise.
Edward Furlong is going to be in the new Terminator as John Connor.
Yeah, I know he was having some issues for a while.
Yeah, and, he played
the perfect snot-nosed kid.
Yeah, but then he became a snot-nosed adult.
He didn't outgrow it. That was the problem.
Yeah, he didn't outgrow it, and he you know, it's a child actor syndrome, you know.
Because they replaced him in one of those movies.
Him in pretty much everyone after T2.
The Terminator Experience, was it Universal?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. But any movie after T2, he wasn't in. I think he was only in T2.
So they brought back him and Sarah Connor, I can't remember her name now, but the original, she's back.
Yeah.
And she still looks like she could throw
She looks a lot better than Edward Furlong. If you actually Google... And we'll Google a picture here of there's a picture, I think it was like a year ago.
Time wasn't as kind.
No, he looks rough.
He had a rough life.
But yeah.
But yeah, he's back. So we'll get to see the original John Connor.
That'd be kind of cool. Maybe he'll like turn his life around. And,
I hope so.
Yeah.
I really do.
Because, you know, Christian Bale played John Connor in the reboot.
You're right.
Yeah. So yeah. I was sitting like, okay, if it seems feasible that Christian Bale, because he's skinny and stuff like that, but yeah, we'll see. What is this? Shield and 57.
Season 7. This season of Shield, seven is going to be the last. They're finally putting the cork in it.
Yeah, I stopped watching Shield a couple seasons ago.
I stopped watching like after season 3.
I think season 3 or 4.
And then it just kind of started getting silly.
Yeah.
And I mean, the first few seasons, I loved it.
Yeah,
and I don't know. If it just keeps doing the same thing over and over, I lose interest in them and quit watching.
I like that I think it was, what was it, Avengers?
Which one?
That's what I'm trying to think with the robot.
When Coulson dies.
Yeah.
Or Ultron.
Ultron. Yeah, and what they actually. I like how they integrated the movies with the show.
Yeah, that was cool. They shared the same timeline.
They shared the same timeline, which is cool. And I wonder if they in this last one, they're going to talk about the blip.
Maybe.
And that's what they're calling it, since you didn't watch the Spider-Man one.
No, but
they're calling it the blip.
The
five-year blip.
And in fact, we can even talk about that, because I wrote that down here. That had something to do with it. Sharon Stone. I don't know if she was in the end credits, but she... A couple years ago, said she was going to play a character.
She was not
in Marvel.
No, Sharon Stone. I don't even think was in there at all.
They're talking about because she said she was going to play a character that had something to do with fire or heat, which is more likely Abigail Brand, who's going to tie in to Alpha Flight, and or maybe Sword. It's another group she was with. But I was reading they kind of hinted around at that connection at the end of Spider-Man. So she probably didn't make the cameo, but they kind of mentioned her character.
Mm.
So we might be seeing Sharon Stone in the MCU.
I've seen way too much of Sharon Stone.
A lot of people do with the leg. Yeah.
It'll basically instinct.
Yeah. But yeah, she might be. And she's a great actress.
I mean, no, I don't mind her.
She can pull it off, I'm sure. Yeah.
Titans SFX.
Oh, yeah.
What is this? Warren Appleby?
The Titans DC streaming service show.
Oh.
They were when they were filming one or practicing for one of the car wreck scenes, one of the special effects guys actually died.
Wow.
And that was just practicing for the show. I mean, special effects look cool and everything, but they are dangerous.
Yeah.
And these guys do practice a lot. And
well, I mean, that's how.
That shows you right there.
The
guy died.
The Crow.
Yeah.
Brandon Lee. It happens.
It's a dangerous job, and people. Yeah. It is a thankless
and
job.
And he died. I think it was a. It was a blink, and he actually died from the blink.
Yeah,
there were
still packing and stuff still, in it.
Yeah,
and
so I think he actually, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's that's sad, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, Warren Appleby, RIP. When you're watching Titans Season 2, if you do, I canceled DC streaming service, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to keep it for the the comics and all that.
I was going to, and then actually they did something cool at San Diego. They have a yacht, I guess, up in the bay, and if you're a member of the streaming service, you can get on the yacht and see some of their the actors and stuff. But yeah, I didn't go to San Diego.
The three people.
Yeah. you're not on the list.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very short list. It's like this long.
Yeah.
Yep. That's seven of you, and we were the ones that did.
Yeah. Now we just cut it in half because I dropped.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how sad, but yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a dangerous job. Don't take it for granted when you're watching all the special effects on
these people
shows.
Are professionals, and sometimes stuff happens. Ghost Rider, what is this?
Oh, man.
Is Nicolas Cage coming back?
I am the spirit of vengeance. No. Ghost Rider is the comic book.
Yeah.
In the comic book, Johnny Blaze, I won't say the original Ghost Rider, but the Ghost Rider everybody's familiar with, has now taken over hell. He's sitting on the throne. They kind of just abdicated him. There you go. And his...
Who gives you that job?
He just took it.
Oh, he just took it. Yeah, I'm about to say, it's like, nobody really says...
You're in my chair.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and his half-brother, Danny Kvetch, who's been the Ghost Rider before, is taking over doing the duties up here.
So, because I know they were trying to bring Ghost Rider in to... Was it S.H.I.E.L.D.?
They did. That was a different.
Yeah, that was a different Ghost Rider. Yeah. I know we were just talking about S.H.I.E.L.D.
Robbie Reyes. Yeah, he had the car.
How many different Ghost Riders are there? Because I know there was like the Cowboy Ghost Rider.
If you go back through history,
a lot.
They've introduced a few here and there. There was an old Indian shaman lady, I think, that was a Ghost Rider at some point. They introduced Ghost Rider BC, who rode a mastodon. Yes, it was silly. Oh, but there's been several. But the more popular one is Johnny Blaze and Danny Kvetch.
Yeah.
So, those two are back in the comic, and who knows where they're going to go with that.
Is this a new run, or is it just a...
It's a new Ghost Rider, Ghost Rider run, yeah.
Cool. Ninja Turtles Power Rangers.
Crossover.
I saw the cover.
First time in comics that they've crossed over. They've crossed over in the TV series once, I think.
I'm guessing that was...
That was back when they had the female turtle...
Well, I saw the female turtle on the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cover.
Yeah, that's
cover.
Another new one. Yeah, yeah, she's...
I know you said that this was
the first human to turn into turtle.
Yeah.
But Venus was the fifth turtle that Splinter missed when he grabbed the four out of the sewer.
Oh.
And she grew up with a different guy. But she still became a ninja.
He just grew up with, like, Josh, It's just like, middle-aged
she became a surfer. And, she's just a stoner. No, she grew up with a shinobi wizard ninja guy.
Of course.
So, of course, she learned the way of the ninja also.
Of course they did.
And she teamed
up. How convenient.
With
them. Just like...
And that's the one where they crossed over with the Power Rangers. And
Is this going to be like a different run, or is this going to be like a...
It's going to be a miniseries.
It's going to be... Okay.
Yeah.
Like a 12...
I episode. Think it's like 5 or 6. It's not even 12. I could be wrong. But, I mean, it's just two big ninja superpowered groups. You'd think they would have done this before now. But, I mean, there's a lot of licenses because they had IDW, Saban. You had Nickelodeon has part of the rights. The rights are spread out everywhere, yeah. So it took a little while, I guess, to get it all.
That's why we like conglomerates.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, well, talking about Saban Films, Saban Films is doing Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
That's Saban?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
The same Saban that did Power Rangers?
I don't know. It's a Saban film, so I would imagine.
It could be. I didn't know it was them, but I did know they were doing the reboot.
Yeah. I'm excited for this one. Because I love at the end where they're like, hi, refugees from the 90s here.
Yeah. Fart jokes never get old.
No.
And except I've got to get used to seeing Kevin Smith all skinny.
Well, I mean, he's still not skinny. He's just
from what he used to be.
Yeah, I mean, he's a vegan now after his heart attack.
Yeah, guys, that's true. He was in pretty bad shape. Yeah, he's full on.
Because his daughter is.
I think that's his daughter in the trailer too.
Yep, his daughter is
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn.
His wife must love him to allow him to name their child after a comic book character.
Right, and which is funny because the. So this is based on a story about this is a reboot that they're going to reboot the old movie of Jay and Silent Bob.
Bunt Man and Chronic.
So they're rebooting that.
But they're making Chronic a female.
So
what's her name from Supergirl is playing that female Chronic? Was it Benoit?
Oh, I don't know. It was so quick. But yeah, the daughter's in there, and the daughter's name is Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of those things. That if you're like in our generation, you grew up with Clerks and Kevin Smith and stuff like that. So this should be a fun thing because he doesn't own. No studio owns the rights to James Cameron Bob, his character. So hence why he's doing this one.
A lot of cameos. Did you see all the cameos?
All the cameos. God, it's just, I mean, was Robert Downey Jr. was one of them?
I don't remember seeing him, but you saw Jason Biggs and Affleck.
I mean, you had to go Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and stuff like that. Yeah,
yeah, Matt Damon. I saw him in there too.
Yeah, there's so many. This is going to be when Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back. This is pretty much a reboot. They're trying to stop another movie, which is hilarious because they're kind of breaking fourth wall here. Is when they're at a Comic-Con panel, and it says, "I wonder who's going to direct it." Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
Kevin freaking Smith.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be pretty. I wonder if Mark Hamill's going to be back as
Cockknocker.
Cockknocker.
Well, you saw the name of the business at the beginning. Was Cocksmoker.
Oh, yeah.
It was for chicken. It was a chicken, barbecue chicken place.
Yeah, yeah. Called Cocksmokers. And then he straight up went Goodbye Horses. The first, like...
He's got no penis. Yes, he does.
He's just tucking it. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
If you're like that silly humor...
It's going to come out.
Shannon Elizabeth, I forgot. She's in it, too.
But now she's a lesbian.
But she had a kid with Jay.
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean,
named Millennium Falcon.
All kinds of.
It's going to be all over. It's a.
If you like the previous ones, I'm sure this. Yeah, this is.
It's going to be. It's going to be right up there.
Just more of it, because hey, go back to the well if it still works.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah.
Don't blame them.
Yeah, but that's going to be good, and I think it's coming out in December. I kind of want to go to Tucson, which is the closest.
They're
4 hours
doing a
away.
Tour.
Yeah, they're doing a
select cities.
Reboot tour. Actually, the tickets are released right now.
Yeah, you can, because they're going to show it and then have like a Q&A
afterwards.
And, with him and Jason.
Yep.
And who knows who else might show up.
Yep.
They've brought people before, except Walt. Walt doesn't fly. So yeah. Walter Flanagan.
Yeah, I wonder if Walter's going to be in there.
I'm sure. They'd had to film it in New Jersey for him to be in it, but I'm sure he's going to be in.
Well,
it.
Maybe that front, the opening scene where they get the smoke in there. Maybe that's in New Jersey because that's the Quick Stop, isn't it? It's right next door because they remember they bought the.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Probably. Yeah, probably is.
Okay. Oh, you want to talk about this one?
Sure.
Oh my God!
People losing their ding.
I saw you and another guy online start getting into it about this. Okay, so we're talking about the James Bond 25. 007 will be a African American female.
007 will be.
Yeah, I'm not saying James Bond.
She's not.
I said 007.
Yeah, the thing we didn't agree upon was there's a theory that James Bond is just a title, like 007.
Yeah.
It's never been...
Like the Bourne Identity.
Yeah. It's never actually been put into writing or specifically stated in the movies.
Yeah.
But come on, dude. M keeps aging, and these James Bonds are staying.
Yeah.
So it just in my mind, it follows reason.
M keeps on being the same person. So, and I think they're recycling the numbers.
Well, they do. There have been other female double O agents.
Well, I mean, the last one, there was actually a 009 or something like that, and she was an agent, too. Yeah, I think
there was a 004 and there's a 013.
So, I mean...
There's been other female 00 agents.
Yes, okay, 007, which...
She was not going to be James Bond.
No, she's not going to be James Bond.
I think her name is Nomi or something in the movie.
But she's going to be the new 007.
Right.
Which is, I love 007 because that is my phone number. And I will never get rid of that phone number.
Yeah, the premise is supposedly James Bond is kind of semi-retired, so they reuse the number. I mean, how many 00s can you have? They just keep reusing the number.
Yeah, I mean, 00, they literally have 9 of them.
But then I think in the movie he comes out of retirement and helps her, so who knows? And it's supposedly still Daniel Craig.
Yeah, because I think Jack said that Daniel Craig still has a... For another 2 movies?
I think his contract is for another couple. So
we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a James Bond movie. I'll watch it anyway.
I mean, James, this 25 movies? Because it's
James Bond 25. Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, it's going to be one of those things where they're just going to keep on doing it and doing it and doing it.
Well, even the bad James Bond's movies were not bad.
No, and you know what's funny? So. When you probably grew up with the Sean Connery ones. I kind of grew up with the Pierce Brosnan ones.
Roger Moore. George Lazenby for the one movie.
Yeah, Roger Moore with the 2 movies he did. and then this generation is Daniel Craig. So now all of a sudden you're going to have a new generation and people are going to be like, this is stupid. And because when Daniel Craig's like, Bond can't be blonde. Well, they were also talking about Idris Elba being
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba, and I was like, that would be kind of cool.
I would have been fully behind.
Yeah,
that.
That'd be cool. But I think it's I think they're trying to shake things up, but it's not going to be James Bond. I think what they're just going to call it is 007. So I think that's the whole thing, because the last one wasn't
trying
called.
To rebrand it, maybe.
Yeah, the last one wasn't called James Bond.
It was Skyfall, right?
The Solstice.
Solstice was last
one. So what they called it was 007 Solstice. So I think they're trying to rebrand it as a 007 because they're not just going to... But the thing is, James Bond is 007, okay? When you think about James Bond or James Bond movie, you're thinking about 007.
I usually think about the gadgets.
Well, I always loved Q. Always great.
They always had the best gadgets.
But when it was one of those things where it's like, oh, you have an invisible car now. I think that's when I kind of lost them. Like, oh, come on.
If you turn it this way.
And, of course, you have to always have the Jaguar. Yeah.
Shaguar.
The Shaguar. Still want to have that Shaguar. So, yeah, that's gonna be interesting. I mean, I can already hear from the fanboys right now. It's going to be brutal. Brutal it's going to be.
Yeah, oh well.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Another trailer that dropped Cats.
I
didn't see it.
You haven't seen the trailer?
I haven't seen the trailer. I heard...
Have you seen the musical?
I actually seen the musical in Germany.
And in life or...
In life, yeah.
Yeah, we watched it in New York when it was still on... Because it was on Broadway for like forever.
Yeah.
And I loved the musical. I liked the music from it.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I was 11. So I really don't know. I mean, it's a bunch of alley cats, and yeah, it's a musical.
Yeah, at the Jellicle Ball to see who's gonna go to the heavy side layer.
I mean, I heard a bunch of my friends are all like, "Really? This is Cats?"
I liked it, but then this new trailer, I'm creeped out and excited at the same time because the cats are freaking. Very realistic looking, and they size the people to the surroundings.
Yeah.
And but there's a lot of big names. You just mentioned Idris Elba, he's gonna be in it.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson in a skin tight cat suit.
Yeah, no, really. She plays a overweight cat. Yeah, it's creepy and cool at the same time, and it just kind of I can't wait. All the furries should love it.
Let's talk about this one last thing because it's stupid and I can't believe you're doing it. Okay, I think the trend is already over because the old age app thing came through. But whoever's going to actually storm Area 51 is going to get murdered.
Naruto Ryan. No, I just want to go and...
he's going to go...
Alien. I'm not going to go any farther than that. I have a feeling the government's going to... They don't want... Because there's, what, over 500,000 people said they were going?
There's 2.5 million now.
So you got to figure probably at least 100 might actually show.
It's going to be so stupid.
The government is not going to let you get that close. They're going to shut down the road.
Yeah, of course they are.
You're not going to. It's Area 51. There's like one road to get there.
It's something to do. And people want to be morons. And so, but now you're talking about
the party aspect.
It's like being morons going to war. Okay, these people straight up will kill you.
Oh, the Air Force already said, you know, they're like, oh, they can't stop us all. And they're like, this gun, 3,000 rounds a minute.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they can stop everybody.
Yeah. And if anybody gets through, we have a second gun. So, I have no plans to storm anything, but...
I just want to
be there for the party part.
You're just going to be there interviewing and say, so, as your last will and testament...
We're going to go storm. All right, dudes, be right here. Keep your seat warm.
Everybody's going to storm the Alien 51 brothel.
That or that little alien, which is, what, the last stop 38 miles away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's that thing's still like 2 hours north of it, so...
It's, well, yeah, driving through the desert, there's nothing else, so...
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. I'm going to be here, because this is a 12-hour drive, so have fun with that. But
there's no RVs available or anything. We've already been checking fly into Vegas. Everything within, an hour's drive of there is rented.
God.
There's no hotel openings.
You know what it is? It's all the newscasters. Like, let's see how many people get killed.
It was that one little bar. They're like, hey, man, we need to drum up business.
Exactly.
Let's get 2 million people in here.
Let's get 2 million people in here.
Guys who are going to make out are the t-shirt salesman and the food sales.
It's one of those things where...
Food and drink sales.
Me out of Area 51 is just a guy in a grill selling hot dogs for $12.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get your hot dogs.
Oh, wow. What a busy week. And it's most likely we're going to have a lot more trailer reviews probably coming up next week because San Diego Comic Con.
This is the heavy day, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday. So
Wednesday, Thursday.
And there's already dropped 3 or 4 trailers. No, there's dropped 3 trailers that are huge that we know about.
Yeah.
And Saturdays are usually the bigger days. So we'll see. We'll see what comes out next week.
Plus all the comic book news they're going to be dropping. It's going to be crazy.
Yep. I mean, it is in the San Diego Comic Con. So yeah, I think that's it from us. Please go down and comment below what you think on any of the stuff or upcoming trailers you're excited for. I mean, I think they just dropped Top Gun out of nowhere, but yeah.
I'd heard they were working on it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they had a trailer ready already.
So. Well, I mean, they only film the stuff that makes the trailer anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I guess that's it. Comment down below on what your favorite new stuff is. Give us that big old like. Hit that subscribe button. Share if you like. And while you're hitting the subscribe button, hit that bell icon. Yeah. Still there.
Still loud.
Still loud. And might as well share and do all the things down below. Comment down below. You can actually comment.
Yeah.
Some people are disabling comments now. We're not, because we like that interaction. All right, guys. I think that's it from us.
Yeah. Just subscribe. Get us closer to 10 million.
Yeah. Always 10 million.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.